if I see somebody crying on the street, I'm like, well, that chick's losing it. By the way, I just want to add that I've never seen a full-grown man crying at the airport.
Right.
I've only seen girls crying. And I will see them, and I'll be like, well, that chick's fucking losing it over there.
If I saw a full-grown man crying at the airport, I might be like, haha, look at that guy. He's crying about something.
You would, huh?
What a pussy.
You would, huh? You'd have to buy it for your friend. You know what I would do? I would definitely be a radio moment. Like, dude, this guy yesterday is bawling like a pussy.
I mean, fuck.
Like, what the fuck's up with you, dude?
Just standing there crying. Hey. I mean, come on.
Homo. Oh, man. A veteran? Hang on a minute, I gotta take this call. Brian?
Hey, what's up, Ellis? What's up, Rod?
You're a veteran?
Yes.
You don't work on, you don't fix animals when they're sick, right?
No, not a veterinarian.
Just wanted to make sure, I wanted to clarify.
You think stress might have fixed that?
I can't, yeah, because fucking whatever. Craig's on the phone, or his name's fucking Bruce. You never know.
Right on.
Well, mad respects to what you do, dude. And what you have done, more than the point.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
What have you got?
Yeah, you were talking to Dawson earlier, the other soldier.
Yeah.
And, I was deployed, and for a long time there, I was one of those people who said, up until 2005, till I got out of the Army, I was, I'm a soldier, I don't cry. Whatever happened and, when I was deployed, it happened,
Yep.
And, like you said, you keep that stuff inside, and now it's 5 years later, and, I just got out of seriously, delving deep into drugs, I was like free base and Oxycontin and shit like that and, fucking around with heroin and just, really making bad decisions in my life and really getting away from that core person, those values that, the Army originally taught.
Yeah.
So it's like, if I would have just taken a minute there, and just cried and, let what's inside out, then, it wouldn't have gotten so bad. It wouldn't have gotten to such a point where it's, where it's such a struggle. So, it came to the point where I was watching stupid-ass chick flicks and I was crying at them, because all that misplaced rage and, sadness and everything, it just, I didn't know how to deal with it.
Man, I feel like you and every other man that deals with any sort of drama in his life, this is how we do it. This is, like my father, as I said, never cried in front of me, ever. To say my father was a happy man, I would not say that. I remember many nights seeing him on the couch, and I'd be like, Dad, go to bed. What? No, I'm watching TV. You're not watching TV. You're snoring, so I can't hear the TV. Go to bed. Or if somebody cuts him off, punching their fucking revision mirror off, because the dude was full of rage. Because I believe, that was him, he never let it out, ever. Right. Just hard motherfucker. Old school. I don't think old school works anymore. There's too much going on these days. Obviously, what's going through Brian, you've seen people die.
Yes.
That's no joke, dude. Dead people freak us out. I don't give a fuck about, Vikings cried. That's what I'm saying. Men are not supposed, we're made to go to war. No soldier was like, I'm going, I want to go. It's like a big thing, the government, they have an argument with each other, and there's oil and bombs and fucking bullshit, and then you guys go train, and then you go to battle. It's not your idea. Nobody who's about to step into the firing line wants to go.
Man, I just realized, I've never seen a dead body.
You haven't?
No.
It's not cool.
Yeah.
You're gonna.
I know.
Live it up. It's not cool at all. It's fucking terrible.
That sounds really, terrifying.
Yeah. Dead person is really creepy. Dead person is just fucked up. Right, Brian. Well, you're right, Brian. You don't do any of the drugs now?
No. I smoke some weed every now and then, I smoke some weed, but I'm totally off everything else.
Right on, man. Well, I'm proud of you, dude. Right. You did the hard, because that's the hardest road, and it's pretty much 90% of the road that every man's going to take, because no man is going to be like, you know what, things are pretty tough, I'm just going to go by myself right now and sort of cry it out a little bit. Nobody fucking comes to that conclusion. They all do this, I'll be right. You won't be.
Right.
Thanks, Brian.
No problem, thanks, guys.
Wait a minute. And I like Bentley. Just wasn't working out for her to work here. She wasn't working here. She was just being my assistant. And then I realized that I don't have enough money to have an assistant. And the money I was paying her was not enough money for her to fucking live.
Right.
She had to try and get another job. And I'm like, I can't have an assistant that has another job. It just doesn't work. Nothing. And then I was like, you know what? It's not right. I thought it was time, but it's not time.
Because you're not on the hills.
I'm not on the fucking... I spent all my money on living in Beverly Hills and feeding my family. I don't have any extra money. I have a stereo that blew up in my car, and I have a friend that told me that he could get a cheap stereo, the same kind, for $250, and I cannot get that stereo. I cannot get acupuncture. These are things that I cannot get yet.
Someone just sent me
a... They're coming.